came out a while back. Yeah, you're right. Last year, I think it was about this time last year, actually. Then I jumped into the idea that I should be making an album and all that kind of stuff. And it just came about that I had four, five, six, maybe blues-influenced tunes. So we kind of took those, put them to one side, and did this EP. So I'm still working on the album, and in fact, I'll be in the studio with my producer on Friday. That's Danny Crum, McCrum, I should say. But yeah, in the meantime, I've released this blues, new blue four-track EP. And it's fantastic, even though I say so myself.
Awesome. Well, Kibha, we're very, very happy to be listening to your music today. We'll get you to drive the steering wheel, so to speak. So I've got all your tracks here. Which one do you want to play first?
Well, you may as well play the single, which is Raven Blues.
Got it right here. So Raven Blues, Kibha is the artist, Kiwi Radio. Welcome to KiwiRadio.nz. Opening the show there is Keb Hart. He is joining us today. A track called Raven Blues. He's got some new music out right now for your ears, New Zealand. What a great way to start the show there, Keb. That's awesome. I really love Danny McCrum as well as a session artist. You've been working with him for a while?
Yeah. I was very fortunate when I started looking around for a producer, somebody that could help me with my vision, as it were, I stumbled eventually on to Danny, and Danny's got some absolutely terrific mates who are all just killer musicians, and there's Danny and three of the guys on this EP, and wow, just working with them in the studio was just incredible. Because the weird thing about this is there are four tracks and they're all live, so no messing about, no funny overdubs, no vocal enhancements. It's just 1, 2, 3, 4 and off you go.
That's pretty amazing.
It is. These days, people just don't do that. I mean, it's basically like the Beatles at Abbey Road, you know.
Yeah, for sure. I can only name a handful of bands that have done it recently, like Foo Fighters. But yeah, that's the Motown era of recording, isn't it? It's just hit record. And yeah, each musician that you have on in the studio have had 10,000 plus hours of practice, kind of thing. So that's awesome, amazing, and that's kind of what blues is a little bit as well. You want that kind of rawness as well. But it's sounding really awesome. Tell me, like, who are you? Thank some you. Of your influences when you're making blues? Like, who are you listening to?
Oh boy. Well, everything goes back to my formative teenage years and all that sort of thing. So when I was growing up, the Beatles, the Stones, Dylan, then that turned into Led Zeppelin, Jimi Hendrix, Thin Lizzy, you know, all the big names. I was fortunate to be around at that time, and so I was listening to all of that. Yeah, but those are my influences, most definitely.
That's awesome, Kib. So other than writing and recording music, what else do you do as a creative, or is it everything invested in music for you?
And not entirely. I also do a little bit of acting here and there. I have an agent. I do voiceover work. I'm a vocal artist, if you like. I do voiceovers for characters in cartoons and online video games, those sorts of things. A little bit strange, a little bit different.
Yeah, for sure. That's pretty amazing. What a talent! And you've been doing it for 6 decades now.
Well, the music maybe, but not the I suppose the acting too, to be fair. I used to entertain people at my mother's hairdressing shop, apparently, when I was a toddler.
Oh, really?
There we go. That was a hell of a long time ago.
That is pretty cute, though.
Yeah.
Is there photo proof of that?
No, there isn't, unfortunately. Or maybe fortunately, I should say.
Well, it's ingrained in the wonderful people that got to witness it in their memories and the joy you gave them at the time. Well, certainly the music carries on. The legacy lives on. Absolutely fantastic music. Let's get straight to the next track for the showcase. What do you want to lead with next?
Yeah, I think Big Dry.
Yep, got it here. So what's Big Dry about?
It's a bit weird, actually. One time a few years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, I went and had a reading, like a spiritual reading. And I don't know whether you've had that done. Sometimes it's a bit spooky, sometimes it's a bit rubbish. But this person, after a while, they said, I know you've been in relationships, but nobody's really really liked you for about 20 years.
Oh,
sorry, what? How is that possible? And I've been married twice.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, hang on a minute, there's something a bit odd about that. And somehow at some point I heard that somewhere there was a drought and somebody called it a big dry, and I took the big dry from the drought to be a love drought, and that's how this came about.
Awesome. Kib Hart is the artist here. This next track, Big Dry. KiwiRadio.nz Summercast tonight on upfm.co.nz. Thanks for checking out some New Zealand music.
It's been 20 years or more since I knocked upon my door. Big Dry. I've landed in, if it ever knocks again, big dry. I left my home and my family, no one knows what it did to me. Big dry, big dry. I gave it all, now I'm on my own, with the crows picking on my bones. Big dry. Got much to pack, just the one shirt across my back. Big dry, big dry. I don't care if I don't get far, got a beer and this old guitar. Big dry.
KiwiRadio.nz. We've got brand new music tonight from an artist called Kib Hart right here in New Zealand. Kib Hart, welcome back to the show. These songs are so strong. Have they been sort of lingering in a while, or what's your writing process like?
I was told my younger brother, he's a professional musician. He's been professional since he was about 16 or 17. He used to play with Paul Weller in Star Council, and he's been in a bunch of bands in the UK. And one of the things he told me some years ago is, if you're writing, just write all the time, every day. I know some people, they kind of noodle about with ideas, and then they sort of take them into the studio when the whole band comes together, and they work on them like that. But essentially, I write stuff every day. It might just be a phrase or half a melody. And I just make sure it's down somewhere. I've always got a book with me that I'm writing lines in, or thoughts, or, you know, like kind of mini journaling or something. So everything's always there. Everything's always fresh, and it's I'm always onto it.
Tell us about a recent book that you've picked up that kind of, you know, got your attention.
You mean a novel?
Novel, book, anything that you picked up that got you inspired in any way?
Oh, right, okay. Well, believe it or not, the book that I'm reading at the moment is called Spare, which is Prince Harry's autobiography.
Mm-hmm.
Quite why I wanted to read that, I'm not sure, but it is quite interesting.
Give us a little snippet as to why it's interesting.
Well, every time you go through the checkout at any supermarket, every single magazine that's right in front of you has always got, oh, we're going to, something terrible is happening with the royals, and then mm-hmm. they're breaking up, oh, they're not, and they're back together, oh, no, they're not.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, you can only read what has been written by somebody, but I thought I'd just get, maybe try and cut through some of the journalism, as it were.
Yes.
And kind of find out whether any of it was true. So I've only started reading a few pages, but it is fascinating. And it's one of the peculiar things is how he mentions his the Queen and Prince Philip. You know, he just calls her Granny, and it's just, that's so odd. Think the Queen was someone's granny, because, you know, she's the Queen, or indeed she was.
I did a 1 or 2 year stint in the UK, and managed to do a, you know, sign up for a waitering agency, and did lots of celebrities, you know, movie stars, music stars, Eric Clapton, Ewan McGregor, and everything. And one of those moments is actually, I believe it was Prince Harry walking along the corridor, and he was just about to enter the elevator in front of me, but I didn't get to say hello or hang out or anything. But these people do exist. So there we go. Okay, so that's what you're reading.
Yeah, here you.
We'll go to the next track now. Keb Hart, what would you like to play next?
I think Cold Swell.
I do have it here, so tell us a little bit about Cold Swell and what it's about.
What it's about is essentially making a mistake in a relationship and watching or being on the receiving end of the whole thing completely going down the toilet. The feel of this, in each one, the kind of blues feel is slightly different. This one particularly is essentially two chords, which is unbelievable. And it's got a kind of a swampy, deep south American blues feel. And what's the killer about this is the piano break. Stephen Small takes a piano break, and it just gives me chills. He's got this organ sound, which is it just kills me every time I hear it. And it just came out of nowhere, which is, it's just remarkable.
When you're playing with two chords like this, and you've got a 4-minute song as we're about to play, what keeps the song interesting? With two
obviously
chords,
melodies. You've got to move the melodies around. You've got to make sure that what you're singing about is you can hear it and it's believable. But also, when things kind of split away, we're actually changing or inverting some of the chords,
mm-hmm.
so you hear them slightly differently. And that made a huge difference.
Awesome. Well, let's check it out. KiwiRadio.nz.
disorder. Everything's whatever. All I got is shoulders. Why are you ignoring? Shouldn't need explaining. What was I expecting? Taking it for too long. Feeling like a time bomb. Tell me where I went wrong. Time is getting hotter. Never getting better. I'm getting out of this.
Radio.nz, simulcast on upfm.co.nz. If you like this music, go check out kebhartmusic.com. Heart is spelt H-A-R-T. Also, you can find him on instagram.com with the same handle. That's kebhartmusic. Keb, this is fantastic music. Thanks so much for the showcase. Have you got time for one more? I do have one more in our...
Can we? Great. Yes, please.
Won't Take Me Back is the only one left in my playlist, and absolutely been enjoying the blues music we've heard so far. What are you up to next for 2024? Anything you want to announce?
Yeah, well, before the end of the year, the album will be out, working on 8 tracks. And what we've done again, because this was such a successful experiment, I suppose, in terms of how this sounds, 4.5 of the tracks have got live drums, bass and guitar on them, so we can use that as a base and build over that, so the vocals and things will go over the top of that. But the album's a real big mix. There'll be songs that are basically just vocal and acoustic guitar, and then right through to completely crazy shouting, screaming, rock and roll kind of stuff at the other end. When we did this one particular track, the producer engineer in the studio, it's actually Scott Seabright, who used to work at Roundhead. He just sort of shook his head and thought, "Whoa, this really wasn't expecting that's where that was going." We've got a good spread in the album, so look out for that. It should be entertaining.
It's absolutely amazing. A group of fabulous New Zealand musicians recorded all this stuff in one day, live in the studio. So that is Danny McCrum, Dan Antonovich, Jasper DeRue, Stephen Small, Scott Seabright, and of course, Keb Hart. The new EP is called New Blue. Check it out on the websites it mentioned earlier, but you can also find it at kebhart.bandcamp.com. Well, Keb, thank you so much for the showcase. We've got one last track, Won't Take Me Back. Do you want to say anything about what this little number is about?
It was kind of built around Stevie Ray Vaughan kind of groove. And it's basically how somebody might change the way they look, act, so that their partner might take them back after an issue, whatever that issue may be.
Yeah, man. There's a bit of that going on around with our friends and that. And I always tell my friends, you know, got to man up and take accountability, us men, you know, say sorry quickly. You know, happy wife, happy life, that kind of thing. although I do find that a lot of men battle between their wives and guitars. So I've got a bit of a joke for you, if you don't mind. So I was approached by a guitarist the other day, and he hit me in the head with his guitar. And I said, mate, was that a fret?
Oh, dear. can you edit that bit out?
Yeah, no, I can't. That's it. That's live radio for you. Do you have any good jokes, Keb?
No, not at all.
No, you're a blues musician, of course not.
No,
absolutely. Hey, look, it's been a pleasure, and I thought I'd, have a bit of a laugh at the end there. Keb, it's been so fantastic having you on here. I'm glad you're
thanks
doing your radio rounds. We won't mention other radio stations you've been on recently, but thank you for stopping by at kiwiradio.nz. You're also simulcast now on another radio station called upfm.co.nz, so it's two in one for you.
A twofer deal.
Well, we hope to hear from you soon with the new tracks, the new album that you're working on for 2024. Mm-hmm. That, my good friends, is Keb Hart. Please go check him out. KEBHART. Well, thank you, sir, for joining us tonight, and I hope you stay cool and creative,
me.
Okay? Awesome.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Short and sweet.
Thanks very much.
That is our artist of the week right now, Keb Hart, with some wonderful blues music. Support him now, kebhart.bandcamp.com.
Gonna shave my beard. Gonna change my look. For one that ain't so weird. Won't take me back. I'm gonna wear my shirts. Gonna shine my shoes. I won't play guitar. And I won't sing the blues. Failing back. She won't take me back. I'm still hoping that she might take me back. I can feel that you wish to. She won't take take me back. She won't take me back. She won't take me back. She won't take me back.
Radio. It's been a long day for me, so I'm going to cut it sweet, short and sweet there. It has still been a bit, it's still been a 40-minute show, usually an hour, but there we go. What's next with the podcast? Well, we are going to have a small break, but we'll be announcing new shows on our Instagram, instagram.com/kiwiradio.nz, as well as putting up posters of when the next one is at kiwiradio.nz. If you do want to be part of the show, make sure you send me a message there on Instagram, instagram.com/kiwiradio.nz. But otherwise, yeah, we'll catch you soon, very soon. We'll be doing replays of the show in our absence. But for now, we want to say stay cool, stay creative to all the creatives out there. And for those that love Kiwi music and New Zealand music, make sure to spread the love and share our link and radio station. Keb Hart, thank you so much for being on the show. And that will be all, folks. More wonderful jokes to come. I'll prepare some good ones. Cheers, everybody.